You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's kidney time. We've got Zoe Palencia. She's the walk director for the Miami Kidney Walk. It's March 17th at Doral Park. And you know, kidney health and transplants, it's real important to me. And we're also going to have on Joyce Griffith. Joyce found her kidney by putting a message in a bottle. That's right. I've got somebody who speaks to God on my phone, on my show today. So let's start off here with Zoe. Zoe, tell me a little bit about the National Kidney Foundation here in South Florida and the upcoming walk. And before we get started, welcome to the show and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here, Jim. My name is Zoe, and I've been with the National Kidney Foundation for a few years now. The National Kidney Foundation has been around since 1964. And we have all sorts of events in the whole state of Florida. We have about 10 walks in Florida. We have golf events. We have a surf event in Cocoa Beach. But I really want to focus today on the Kidney Walk, which is in Doral, Florida. And it is March 17th at 8 a.m. for registration, 9 a.m. the walk starts. It's a friendly walk where everybody can go with strollers, with kidney patients can go with wheelchairs, and they can walk. We have a short route, which is for kidney patients if you can't do the full, 3 miles. And then, we have teams that are fundraising, and we have great stories like Joyce's stories. We have somebody else, too, that needed, like, a kidney. It was a father who actually needed a kidney, and everybody in the family wanted to donate a kidney, and, nobody in the family was a match, and then all of a sudden, the daughter was a match. So about 5 years ago, she donated her kidney to her father on Father's Day, and he's
beautiful.
Super healthy.
Perfect.
And, there's a lot of great South Florida stories, and the important thing about the Kidney Walk is that the money goes back to the patients. So last year we raised about $75,000. This year we're hoping to fundraise about $100,000. And, I just encourage everybody to go out there because it's not about kidney disease. It's about patients that are surviving, like your wife, like Joyce, and that are really like kind of kicking this disease in the butt and just saying, you know what, I'm strong, I'm empowered, and I can keep going. And that's the really special thing about this walk. So the Kidney Walk is in Doral, Florida, March 17th, 2019, and it starts at 9 a.m. You can go to miamikidney.org and you can sign up.
I really want to thank you, and it's really important. I do want to give a shout out to my friend Brian, who I know is watching on Facebook Live. Tell him how much I love him and how much I hope he's having a good day today. Now, Zoe, I was really interested that you're helping raise funds and that the funds go to kidney patients. Tell me a little bit more about what the kidney patient might need some help with.
Yes. So all the fundraising that we do goes towards three objectives. The first one is patient direct aid. So if you need help with paying your rent, with food, with transportation to dialysis, we help in direct aid. The other thing we have is called the Hawthorne Fund, and it could help somebody like Joyce who actually, is a transplant patient. So it helps with medication. And if you apply for the fund and you get accepted, you can get up to $1,000 per month in assistance. The other thing we do...
Hold on right there, because what people don't realize is how much medication costs.
Yes.
Okay, we pay $2,500 a month for the insurance plan that we have, and we have then Medicare. And I still have to pay $300 a month just for the medication. And when you get interviewed to see if they'll even accept you into a kidney transplant program, the first thing they do is try to find out if you'll be able to pay the copay after you get your kidney transplant, because they don't want to waste the kidney.
Right.
It's a very, very difficult thing. And Vivian and I were blessed. We threw two fundraisers. Two. I wasn't able to work. I was looking full-time for the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So even if a person's mainstream, upscale, doesn't matter. When this takes you, it takes you down.
Right.
You need help. You need a community.
Yeah, the first step is getting the kidney, and then it's maintaining your health with all the medications that are so expensive.
Hold on 1 second. Wanda, can you please bring in the box of tissues that I left outside? Thank you.
And the third thing that we help with is kidney screenings. So this year we had one at my TV station at WPLG, and we go to different organizations, big corporations, and we screen employees. We also go.
What does that mean? And how invasive is that? How hard is that?
Okay, so what we organize is a KEEP. It's called a Kidney Early Evaluation Program. And basically, we'll have nurses and doctors that'll go either to a gym or to a community center, and we open it up to the community so that everybody can get screened.
Why would they want to get screened?
Well, one out of three people actually are at risk for kidney disease.
What puts them at risk?
Well, there are several things that put them at risk. Having high blood pressure, having a history of kidney disease, diabetes. If you're over the age of 60, if you're Hispanic, if you're African American, all those things will put you at risk.
Okay. The first thing she mentioned is what they call the silent killer. All it takes is to go to Walgreens and put your arm in the sleeve and look at the chart. Because what you're doing, if you're not watching your blood pressure, is you're blowing out your plumbing down there. I'm done.
Yeah. If you don't monitor your diabetes, your high blood pressure, you know, the first thing that's going to go is your kidneys. And people, I think, don't realize how important your kidneys are, because your kidneys actually filter about 200 quarts.
Okay, let's stop you right there. Again, it filters 200 quarts of liquid, whatever it is. But how many times in your life do you make number one, people? My wife didn't for 3 years. We used to joke about how wonderful it would be for her to just pee. So please, don't take this anything but absolutely seriously. Somebody you know is already in decline in their kidneys. Continue.
Yeah, and it is a silent killer, because usually people don't realize that they have a chronic kidney disease until they're already in end-stage failure.
That's so, me kissing Joyce, by
yes.
the way.
Yes. She's cute. She's got a cute
smile. She's got the best smile, the twinkliest eyes. Honey, but don't worry. She's got a guy waiting in the other room. Yeah. You're still mine.
It's coming straight for him, a kidney, that smile.
It is a smiling kidney. Okay, Zoe, I got you off track. So back on. Where were we?
So just to kind of give you some numbers, you know, there are about 94,000 patients in the U.S. right now waiting for a kidney transplant.
I know people that died because they didn't get a kidney transplant in time, including the aunt of the woman that donated to Vivian's kidney. When you're on dialysis and you need a transplant, it is urgent.
It is urgent. And right here in Florida, we actually have on our waiting list about 4,818 patients waiting. The organization also helps with organ transplantation. So we help to make those connections and help people get on the list to get a healthy kidney.
Okay, let's go into it now, because you went through the pro forma stuff. Let's really talk about it now, okay? If you're listening, odds are you don't have the guts to go get tested to be a kidney donor. That's okay. Not everybody has to be a kidney donor, and only 10% of the population in the world would qualify as a kidney donor. That's because you have to basically be in perfect physical health, or you got to die, one or the other.
Yes.
I don't think we all want to die to give a kidney.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing you got to know is that there's plenty of people out there that don't have a lot of money, and they need help. And when you go into that dialysis center, it's heartbreaking, because there's people there that they need help. This is not the person that's standing at the middle of the corner with a cup or anything like that. This is somebody that led a good life, that it just got away from them at the end. And now they need help. It's a community problem. Many years ago, the president signed some kind of order where everybody on dialysis basically gets it for free. So there's a whole industry out there that does that. It keeps them alive. That's wonderful. But it's a crappy way to live. I'm sorry, Zoe. I'm just going at it now.
So
you need to get out there, if you have the guts, to get a transplant test. I got tested. I couldn't donate. My niece, that's right, my niece, Nikki Fried, Commissioner of Agriculture, she got tested. She couldn't donate. So you got to go out there. And if you can't get tested, ask somebody to get tested. Joyce got lucky. The hand of God moved her bottle. You'll hear about that in a couple of minutes. But it is urgent. There are every day people getting diagnosed with kidney disease, and there are people dying every day unnecessarily. And I'll tell you the thing that they used to tell us. People are given two kidneys. Do you know why?
Yes, for filtering.
No, they're given two kidneys because you keep one and one is to share.
Oh, yes.
Okay, sorry, Zoe, I didn't have you teed up. Okay, didn't have you teed up on that. But God gave us two kidneys, one to keep and one to share. I can introduce people to a fistful of donors that are all in great shape. One, I had one on the show, beat your butt in racquetball. Okay, so it doesn't hurt you if they're going to get your kidney. You're going to be in fact, you got perfect health because they're not going to take it unless you're in perfect health. And with that, I've teased Joyce's story. We're going to talk to Joyce right after this. Stick with us and get your Kleenex ready and get your phone ready because Joyce's phone, just like mine, reaches God. Wanda, rock the house.